Happy birthday to you.
This is a home movie of Bill Maynard's 91st birthday party. It's a winter day in Provincetown, and more than a dozen friends are gathered inside a neighbor's house. Maynard sits in the center of the room in a brown leather chair. Cake is brought out, he blows out the candles, and Maynard starts to talk about his life and about how he got the chance to become what he'd always wanted to be, a painter.
I remember when I was a kid, around 12 years old, our house in Brookline, there was always a painting on an easel.
That's Maynard from the home movie. When he talks about painting, he starts to gesture excitedly.
My father was a plumber by trade and was a self-taught artist. And so anytime you went there, there was always a painting on an easel, either half-finished or beginning or whatever. And I, as a kid growing up, became very, very interested in watching my father paint. And he was nice enough to explain to me how important drawing was.
But his father couldn't afford to send him to art school. So instead, Maynard joined the army. During World War II, he patrolled for German U-boats at Fort Rockman. When the war ended, the GI Bill allowed Maynard to study anything he wanted. So he went to art school, and it's there he develops his love for painting. And for a woman named Gladys, who he's married to for the next 56 years.
We're living in Roxbury at that time. They were beginning to tear down all these tenement houses.
As recent graduates, Maynard and his wife paid $15 a month to live on the fourth floor of a tenement building. It was a rough place to live, he says, and an even harder place to paint. But the couple soon discovered Provincetown, which has been a community for artists for many years. They couldn't afford a place there at the time, so they continued to teach in the city and spend summers on Cape Cod. Years later, they were able to settle into a small house at 72A Commercial Street, where Maynard kept a studio upstairs.
He had certain subjects. He always did Captain Jack's. He did A Man on the Beach with a Little Dog, which I always thought was him and his dog, but it could be anybody. He did certain boat scenes.
That's Chip Rock, a neighbor, a friend, and a fellow artist in Provincetown. He shows me the photos of Maynard's studio, a cramped attic with a low ceiling covered in pens, pencils, brushes, and paint. Like many artists, Maynard would stay there for hours every day. Friends say he often seemed unsatisfied with his work. He was known to change things again and again, sometimes even after he'd sold a painting. Like this time he sold a painting to a member of Brock's family.
He came down here, loved Bill's paintings, bought the painting, was almost out the door with it, and Bill said, "Oh, I just before you take it, let me just fix this one thing." And we never saw the painting again. He paid for it and everything else.
But it wasn't for nothing. Maynard's obsession with his own painting brought him critical acclaim. His work was exhibited at the Museum of Fine Arts, the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston, Harvard University, Tufts University, and many other places. But despite his accolades, his friends say he never became impatient with others. The same kindness his father had shown him when he was learning to paint, he showed to hundreds of other students in the 60 years he taught.
Bill was such a wonderful teacher. You couldn't not learn with Bill.
That's Rachel White, a former student and neighbor of Maynard's in Provincetown. White became a friend to Maynard and his wife over the years. Maynard never had children, and after his wife passed away in 2004, White took care of him with the help of other friends. Late last year, White says Maynard became seriously ill, but he still wanted to paint. She took him to the hardware store on Conwell Street and bought him more supplies. But after he stopped answering her calls, she became worried. She went to the house and couldn't find him. So she went upstairs to his studio.
There he was, painting away.
That was the last painting he ever worked on. A lone blue boat floating out into the water, into the distant fog. Bill Maynard died on January 21st. He was 94. For WCAI, I'm Edie Kennedy.